Yeah, shukran. Well, there is also more of this attack. Just to bring more breaking news, an Israeli airstrike just targeted a motorcycle in the west of Gaza City at the moment as we speak. The ambulances are on their way to evacuate the people who were targeted. There is another new Israeli F-16 missile. We don't know if it's a 16 missile or if it's the armed drones which fired a new round of missiles on the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Let me just mention something about back to the humanitarian situation. Today, the Egyptian Prime Minister made a visit to the Gaza Strip, Hisham Kandil, and he was able to see the destruction and the damage caused to the Palestinian population. And he was at Shifa Hospital holding one of the babies who was injured. And we could see that the Prime Minister, his T-shirt had a lot of blood in his from this child who was injured, who actually died in the hands of the Egyptian Prime Minister today as he was speaking to the media. Other thing that I would like to mention here that about the crossings in the Gaza Strip. The Rafah crossing is open today. Kerem Shalom is closed. Erez crossing was open in the morning. Now it's closed even for humanitarian cases, according to the United Nations and according to my observation and counting. There is 12 houses that were completely demolished in the last 3 days, about 150 houses, including mosques, roads, schools, and farmlands are being targeted, even kindergarten for children. Makes the question where the Gazans are going to hide when the Israeli F-16s are firing missiles day and night.